I hope last night you had a good night's sleep and that you are now awake and focused on what I'm going to say. I did not have a good night's sleep last night because I was awakened by the Hokkien New Year. And there were a lot of crackers being burnt and they were exploding around me. I had to get up and even to see what was happening outside. Well, that was the Hokkien New Year. But we are still in Chinese New Year. And I'm here this morning to speak to you on the year of the rooster. Now, Chinese New Year fell on 28th January, and of course it will last 15 days. And therefore, today, we are still in the Chinese New Year period. This year is the year of the rooster. And if you are born this year, of course, you will not be here. You will not be listening to me then. But if you are born in 2005, 12 years ago, then you will be a rooster too. But not only that year, for other previous years also, you will be roosters in the years 1933, 45, 57, and every 12th year after that, you will be roosters. All right. I began the study of the rooster some time ago. I'll tell you about it later. Today, I begin this study at your place. I started this series for this year at Butterworth Gospel Hall 2 weeks ago. And last week, I was at Burma Road. I am not sure why Mr. and Mrs. Lee Ka-wei followed me today to this place. They were with me last week at Burma Road Gospel Hall. Perhaps they want to listen to see that I repeated my message. Anyway, welcome Mr. and Mrs. Lee Ka-wei. At least I can welcome you to Allen Glades. Then next week, or 2 weeks more, I shall be going to Bukit Mentajam and I shall finish the series at Sungai Ara Gospel Hall. So this will be my series of studies on the year of the rooster. Now, perhaps those of you who are new and young, you'll be wondering why I am speaking on this Chinese New Year of the various animals on their occasion. Well, these animals come from the zodiac. This refers to a section in the heavens of the relationship between the earth and the sun and the other planets and the stars as they orbit around the sun. And what astronomers did in the early years was to divide that ellipse into 12 sectors and would give names to these 12 sectors where there would be the constellation or arrangement of stars and planets, and they divided that oval-shaped ellipse into 12 sectors to represent the 12 months of the year, and they gave names. Later on, astrologers came in and they started to give names to these various sectors and named mythological characters after them. And so you have, many of you are familiar with the Western Zodiac and the names of these sectors as Aries, Taurus, Capricorn, and so on. But that's for the Western astrology. The Eastern also has its own, and the Eastern names the various sectors under the various creatures. And it is these creatures that we Chinese use to launch our Chinese New Year. And this year is the year of the rooster. I began the study of these animals right back in 1983. Now, some of you who are new may be wondering what I'm doing. Am I telling the future for you born in these years of the various creatures? No. What I'm doing is, since 1983, was to take the animal of that Chinese New Year and study it as it occurs in the Bible. In other words, it is a Bible study, and it is not a future forecast of things to come. It is based upon the word, that particular word, that particular animal found in the scriptures, and I put the scriptures together and build a message on it. And this I have been doing for nearly 34 years. This will be my third cycle. However, in case certain people think that I would be repeating these messages again and again, like the old record, I started a new series in 2010. And from that year onwards, I illustrated all my studies with PowerPoint. That's the time when I first learned PowerPoint. And then I illustrated all these studies with PowerPoint. So from 2010 onwards up to now, that will be 10 years. I have got a few more years to go. And then when I come on to 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, after I finish the cycle, I'll stop. Provided, that means I've got four more years to go. Provided the Lord spares me. All right, let's go on from there. Now, this year is the year of the rooster. And it is the 10th animal. The first one, as the Chinese always say, it chu, ji gu, sa ho, si to, go leng, and so on. So then, this is the 10th year, the rooster year. Now, what has the astrologer got to say, or even feng shui, or those who forecast from the stars had to say about this rooster year? They say that the rooster ranks the 10th among the Chinese zodiac animals. In Chinese culture, rooster represents fidelity and punctuality. Apparently, there may not be that many roosters in Island Glades Gospel Center. Because when I first came here, I saw a number of seats empty. So the empty seats show that they are not roosters, because roosters are noted for their punctuality. So, never mind. You know whether you are a rooster or not. Because the rooster wakes up people and they are always on time. People born in the year of the rooster are beautiful, kind-hearted, hardworking, courageous, independent, humorous, and honest. They like to keep their homes neat and organized. Now, you'll find that these forecasts of the future is very general. It does not only apply to the rooster, but I think many of these characteristics apply to me also. I can call myself and be proud of the fact that I'm a punctual fella, very particular about punctuality, and yet I'm not a rooster. So you see, these forecasts, what the stars foretell, need not have to be true. They are very general and they can fit in with any other creature. And therefore, to summarize, the rooster is adventurous, capable, kind, talented, punctual, hardworking. Just like many others do. And you people are not roosters. So we cannot rely on these forecasts. There's also the other side of the picture, where these people could be arrogant, self-aggrandizing, persuasive to others, and wild as well as admire things or persons blindly. Now, this is the bad side, of course. And again, it applies to every other person. So what the stars foretell need not have to be true and are not true. And the Lord condemns it. We Christians are not to depend upon what the stars foretell. The Bible says very clearly, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of these nations. There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination or an observer of times, and this is it, nor an enchanter at a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a neocromancer. For all that do these things are abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. These are all abominations. And Christians should not be indulging in what the stars foretell, and for all that matters, even fig tree. So we need to be careful. We need to wake up every morning, not to look at the newspaper and see what the stars will tell, but look into the Word of God to see what the Word of God has to say. All right. What is this rooster in the scriptures? Is it rooster or a cock or a cockerel? It depends on the Bible version you use, whether it's King James Version, New King James, or whatever it is. But it all is translated from the Greek word elektō. And it occurs only 12 times in the New Testament. You can never find it in the Old Testament. There's no cock in the Old Testament, but only in the New Testament. 12 times. The rooster year is the year of reality. I'm going to tell you why so. Because we just came out from the year of the monkey. The monkey was a year full of monkey tricks. So this year is the real reality where we have to come face to face with what is real. Last year, there were a lot of monkey tricks, not only among ourselves, among the people in Malaysia, but among the leaders too. So that they did a lot of covering up. They were not real. The real things were covered up, and the not real things were brought up, and there were a lot of monkey tricks going on. So this year, we need to face the real facts. Then when we face the real facts and we know we are wrong, there is a need for repentance. There's a need for restoration. And when we confess our sins, the Lord is just and faithful to forgive us. And then we will be restored, we will be revived, and we will be renewed. And this is the theme of our Bible study this morning as we go on. So let's go on to the occurrences of the word cock. As I said, it occurs 12 times. And you can find the references on the screen. All these 12 occurrences of the word cock or cockerel occurs with reference to the Peter's stumbling and denial. How Peter fell when he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. There is also one very special use of this word cock. And it is not the word cock, it is the word cockcrow. It is the word electrophonia, from the word phone, the sound of the cock, hence cockcrow. Now, in Mark chapter 13 and verse 35, the Lord Jesus Christ in his sermon on the Mount of Olives said to the disciples that they should be prepared for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he told them a parable of a person who had gone out to a far country and will come back anytime. Therefore, watch you there, that you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at midnight, or at the cock crowing or in the morning. Four times were mentioned. What were these four times that were possible for the householder to come back, or for all that matters, for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back? Let us beware of them, because this is what is known as the cock crowing, a very important time among the four. What is it then? Right, let's study it. Mark 13, 35. Watch you therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning. Firstly, this is what is referred to in the Bible as first watch at even. Now, the Jews would start the day in the evening time from 6 p.m. onwards. And every 3 hours after that will be an interval of time known as watches. So the first watch will be the even, and when the Lord Jesus Christ says midnight, will be the second watch that will be from 9 p.m. to midnight. Now that will be the first cock crow. The first cock crow. Now, many of you may not be aware of it. And especially last night, you will not be aware of it among the noise of those crackers. Usually, at about 11:30, the cock will crow. But you will not hear it because there will be so much, the places around us will be so noisy. That will be the first cock crow. Then there will be the second watch, the third watch, which is known as the cock crowing. And we remember the Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter, before the cock crows twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. The cock crow twice is the third watch, the second cock crowing between or about 1:30 a.m. Now, those times when I could not sleep well, I could hear at about 1 o'clock the cock crowing. So the cock did not have to crow only at dawn. The cock could be crowing at 1:30. So that will be the second cock crow. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, thou shalt deny me thrice before the cock crows twice. More about that as we go on later on. Then, of course, you have the fourth watch, which will be morning, which will usher in dawn. And that will be 3 to 6 a.m. And so that gives us the four times when the cock are of the four watches in the day and night of the Jewish calendar. Right. When we talk of the cock, we must talk of the counterpart, the female, the hen. The hen occurs only once in the New Testament. And of course, there is a parallel in Luke 13:34 of Matthew 23:37. And this is the text where the hen is concerned. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned those sent to you. How often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Matthew 23:37. The Lord Jesus Christ was coming to Jerusalem. And he saw the rebellion and disobedience of the people in Jerusalem. And he warned them. He warned them, soon disaster and destruction will come upon you if you do not repent. They refused to repent. They killed the very prophets that were sent to warn them of the message. So they made their choice. They wanted not to obey the Lord. All right, remember this? This statement that the Lord made. Let's see what we can learn from there. First, note the Lord's longing for his people. As a hen gathers her brood under her wings, so naturally for shelter. When the hen realizes a danger is near, the hen will cluck and the chicken will quickly go under her wings. But the Lord clucks. The Lord warns. The chicken will not come. They destroyed the very servants that were sent to them to warn them of coming disaster. They killed them. The people killed the very prophets that were sent by God to Jerusalem. And God said, you made your choice. You made your pick. You want to disobey? Okay, you disobey. But when you disobey, destruction will come. And true enough, the destruction of Jerusalem came about in 70 AD, when Jerusalem was razed to the ground and the people were scattered all over the four corners of the earth. The Lord had warned them, but they refused to obey. Now, that was real. That was real. It was reality. But they refused to obey. All right. And the Lord went further to say, behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth, till you shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And the people in Jerusalem will not see Jesus anymore after they are being scattered in the four corners of the earth. And today, they have still to wait for the Messiah to come. So, they chose their destruction, and they deserve it. All right, with that, I'll start my study on the cock. The cock shall crow. Then I go on to the cock crowed. And finally, the cock is crowing. Three important titles in our study. Firstly, the cock shall crow. Or as I said, the year of facing reality. Now, let's see what the prophecy was that Jesus stated that made or prompted Peter to speak out. It was taken from Mark 14:27 with a reference to the prophecy in Zechariah 13:7-9. Now, in Mark chapter 14, we read, if you have a Bible and you cannot see the screen, then it reads like this. You will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, even if all fall away, I will not. Truly, I tell you, Jesus answered, today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times. And the prophecy that the Lord Jesus Christ quoted was from Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 2. Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand upon the little ones. All right? That's a prophecy that prompted Peter to speak out. Now, let's examine the prophecy a bit in detail. Firstly, the prophecy stated that the shepherd will be smitten. And the words used, very striking in the authorized version. It says, God will smite the shepherd, the man who is my fellow. The man who is my fellow. The man who is always by the Father's side, God's side. And who can that be? None other than the Lord Jesus Christ in prophecy. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was the one, the fellow beside the Father. All right? So that prophecy must refer to the Lord Jesus Christ. It went on further that God would smite the shepherd and the sheep would be scattered, and so would the disciples be scattered. And true enough, we find that in Mark chapter 14, verse 15, the disciples fled. All the disciples fled. However, the shepherd that had been smitten would rise again. Zechariah chapter 13, verses 8 and 9. And that's what the Lord says, that when he was risen, he would go into Galilee. And the angel pronounced to the women there, go and tell your brethren that when he is risen, he will go before you into Galilee. Mark 14:28. And so this shepherd would come, and then two-thirds of those in Jerusalem would be cut off and would die. But one-third, the remnant, would be saved, and the smitten shepherd that rose again would lead them into victory, and the time would come when they would say, this is the Lord my God, and the Lord himself would say, it is my people. Oh, how wonderful. But that would be later, after they had repented, after they had been restored, after they had been revived, after they had been renewed. Then the Lord would say, they are my people. But Peter could not believe that. The Lord, the shepherd will be smitten. The sheep will be scattered. He was one of the sheep. He would not be scattered. No, he would be strong. He would not stumble. And so the pride that led to Peter's stumbling and denial. Look at his personal boast. He said, even though all become deserters, I will not. Even though all be scattered, I will not be scattered. I will remain faithful. He was very cocksure. He bragged emphatically, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Matthew 26:33 records, he said, will I never, 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 ever desert you. Now, I wonder whether that was the true Peter. That was the real Peter. We shall see. We read as a warning in Proverbs 27, verse 1. Boast not thyself tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day may bring forth. 1 Corinthians 10, 12. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he stumbleth take heed lest he fall. Now, there are many of us here who live in our comfort zone, who think that, you know, today you are very strong. Now, at this very particular point of time, I think of people of Christians in Syria, in Iraq, in Yemen, and in other places who are being persecuted and whose lives are dependent upon those in government. And they have been persecuted. I wonder if we were staying in that particular place at that particular time, how we would react towards all this persecution. Would we be able to stand firm? This is the reality. This is the real challenge. Is Malaysia capable of allowing these things to happen? We may not know. 2016 had a lot of things to cover up. 2017, we shall be facing the real issues. And when the real issues come before us, real challenge comes, how should we react? Look at his persistent boast. He crowed confidently. What did he say? Though I should die with thee, yet will I not deny thee. I die with Jesus. I die with thee, yet will not I deny thee. Now, some of us may be very proud even to say that. Let us be careful. He was prepared even to die with Jesus. Though I should die with thee. Let's listen more to this boaster cock. What did he say further? He was prepared to die even for Jesus. John chapter 13 and verse 37. It's not Jesus dying for us. He was prepared to die for Jesus. John 13, 37. He was prepared, we read in John 13, 37, to lay down his life for Jesus. Can you ever imagine that? He preparing to lay his life for Jesus instead of Jesus laying his life for him? Oh, that boaster cock. Very boastful. All right. Contrast Christ. He was before the high priest. And the high priest says, are you the Messiah that should come? Are you the Son of God? Christ said, you have spoken the truth. That is the reality. Peter was tested for the reality. When he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was asked, pray, watch and pray while I go in and struggle with my father. The Lord came back and found him sleeping. He failed his test. And later on, he failed his test again when he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, this man who said, I will die with thee. I will die for thee. He protested very vehemently in Mark 14, 31. I will not deny thee in any way. His companions also agreed. Likewise, also said they all. Yes, it's easy when you are in a crowd to stand up and say, oh, I am a Christian. But when you are alone, it may be a different thing. And when the test came, when it was real, the test came, what happened to them? We read in Mark 14, 30, they all forsook him and fled. Yes, they all forsook him and fled. The statement of the prediction. Christ's prediction was not like the astrologers, vague and general. It was very specific, solemn. He says, verily, amen. Verily, verily, I say unto you. I say unto ye, Peter, that this day, even in this night, it's very specific. He was pointing to Peter and Peter alone. And he said, not only this night and this day, but this night, this particular time. And he gave a sign Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me thrice. That's the sad fact. Deny. What kind of denial? Is it just plain denial? It is the same word as used in Mark 8:34, where we read, "Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Whosoever will come after me. Peter did not come after the Lord. "I will die with you. I will die for you." When the disciples fled, he just followed Jesus afar off. He did not claim the Lord Jesus Christ. He denied Jesus Christ. And then he did not take up his cross. He allowed Jesus to go to the cross. And he followed Jesus afar off. That was Peter. All right. The seriousness of that prediction that the Lord made. The Lord said earlier, Satan had desired to have you, talking to all the disciples, and he demanded to sift you, all of you. He wanted to put the disciples to a test. That was real. And today, let us realize, we are not only fighting against ourselves to be faithful, but also we are engaged in a spiritual warfare where Satan, as the roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And so the Savior is our advocate. He is ever on the right hand of the Father on high, defending us. And the Lord said, "I have prayed for thee," for Peter, because Satan would go for Peter regarding his repentance. "I have prayed that thy faith fail not." His courage had failed because he denied the Lord Jesus Christ later. His faith would be sure and he would be restored. And after he had been restored, he must go and strengthen the brethren. And so here was a prophecy again concerning Peter's downfall, restoration, and conversion to be used of the Lord in the future. We shall consider this in greater detail as we go on. All right, why did Peter fall? Let us see what we can learn from there. Firstly, it was his fervency for Jesus. How can that be? Fervency? Being fervent for the Lord, being active for the Lord, being enthusiastic for the Lord, and that could cause a downfall? Be careful. If that enthusiasm is based upon self, upon egoistic dependence, then you need to be careful. He was saying, "I will never forsake thee. I will never deny thee. I will die with thee. I will die for thee." And when the time came, the real test came, he failed. His failure at Gethsemane, his spirit was willing, his flesh was weak, and he failed again. He's following Jesus afar off. John followed Jesus to the trial, into the court, but he stayed behind, outside the court, and he followed Jesus afar off. He warmed himself in the fire that was outside, together with the Roman soldiers. He took comfort with the people of the world. He was not with the Lord. And that, step by step, led to his downfall, his denial of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, let's examine further his denial. He was denying the Lord Jesus Christ first time when a maid came to him and said, "Thou wast with Jesus of Nazareth." Now, isn't this proud? Is something to be proud of? When people say, "Oh, you are a Christian, you should be proud." But what did Peter say? Peter said, "I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest." He had very, very good selective memory loss. He could not remember. He could not understand. "I know not this man. I know not. I don't know what you are saying." second time. And here we read in Mark 14:69 that a maid again. Was it the same maid? Or we read in Luke 22:58 another maid. Whether it was the same maid accusing him the second time or another maid, one thing is sure. The charge was, this is one of them. What did he say? He denied it again. I do not know the man. I do not know him. What did he say in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 and 16, when the Lord challenged him earlier, whom do men say that I am? And he said, some say you are Isaiah, some say you are other prophet and so on. No, doesn't matter. What do you say I am? Whom do you say I am? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon this rock I will build my church. Your confession. He had forgotten his confession. He knew Christ, the Son of God. Now he says, I know not him. Third denial, and very sad. The charge was, thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth to this. Sometimes our behavior, we can cover up. We can pretend. But the way we speak, the how we speak, sometimes cannot. I am a Penang Hokkien. I go to the south. The moment I speak my Hokkien, they know I'm from Penang already. And likewise, I will know a Hokkien person from the south. He comes, I don't understand what he says in Hokkien. I know he is not from Penang. So it's very easy. So your dialect, your accent, will show you the kind of person you are. And this time he knew he could not escape. What did he do? He even called upon the Almighty. He swore and he cursed and he said, I know not this man of whom you speak. Really? All these years you had been with the Lord and now you do not know him? How many of us today have denied the Lord Jesus Christ in the place of work, in our home, in our friend circles and so on? We don't know him. We pretend not to know him. We cover up. That's not real. That's not real. Christ, when he was challenged, are thou the Son of God? Christ said, you have spoken the truth. Yes, I am. In Mark 14, Peter was tested. You were with Jesus? No, I'm not. He took an oath. And that oath was to sanctify his life. What a pity. Now, when I was in Israel, we visited the church where Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ. At the entrance, there was a monument at the church of Gadim Katu in Jerusalem. And there's a new monument, and at the bottom of it, there was a phrase, non novi ilium in Latin. And it means, I know not this man. I know not. Let's go on to the second part very quickly. The cock crowed. Mark 14:72. And the second time the cock crowed. Because Peter had denied Jesus three times, the cock crowed. And when the cock crowed, what happened? Jesus looked at Peter. Peter remembered what Jesus said. Before the cock crowed thrice, thou shalt deny me twice. He remembered. And then Peter looked at Jesus. And Peter remembered. And he wept. And in Mark 26:75, we read, he wept bitterly. Oh, how he had betrayed the Lord. That was real. Jesus remembered Peter. Later on, Peter was restored. Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ three times. When Jesus Christ died and rose again from the dead, and when the angels told the women, go and tell all the disciples that he has risen from the dead and he will meet you at Galilee, the angel said, go and tell the disciples and Peter, Mark 16:7. I love those words. And Peter, the Lord singled him out to be restored. And so after that, he had risen from the dead. He met Peter on the coast of Tiberias, and he challenged Peter, "Lovest thou me more than these?" The English translation does not do justice to the words that the Lord Jesus Christ used. First time he said, agapeo, me. In other words, do you love me as I love you without any reservation? Peter was expected to answer, yes, Lord, I agapeo you. But no, he said, Lord, I phileo you. That word is only used for friends, for a fondness, because he realized that. How could he have agapeo the Lord when he denied the Lord? No, phileo. Second time the Lord used agapeo me. Second time Peter answered phileo. Third time the Lord was gracious. The Lord came down to his level and the Lord said, Peter, phileo me. He came down to the very level of Peter in order to restore him back. And this is real. Today, if we have gone away from the Lord, if you have backslidden, the Lord wants you back. And the Lord comes down in grace to your level and he meets you at your level. And the instruction after restoration is feed and shepherd. Feed my lambs. He expected Peter to be an elder. And he told the elders and all leaders, first you must feed my lambs. They are young ones. They need to be fed the word of the Lord. And that was what Peter wrote to the elders in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 to 4. Then he also said, Peter, shepherd my sheep. They were the older ones, those who have grown up from the lambs. Feed my sheep, shepherd. Shepherd, take care of them, care for them. And so the commission was given to Peter. Feed, shepherd, my lambs and my sheep. And this perhaps will be the challenge to all the elders, deacons, and leaders in this assembly, that this year, 2017, you have a responsibility to feed the young ones and to shepherd the older ones, that they will grow up in the Lord. Lovest thou me more than this, than what you have, than what you possess, than what your relationships are, whatever it is, do you love me more than this? That is the whole essence of the question, agapeo. Lovest thou me more than this? Finally, the crop is growing. Now, Mark 13:35, the mark is growing for revival. The crowing of the cock marks the third of the four watches, midnight to 3 a.m. The dawn is coming near, but let's hear the second cock crow first. The current call is to awake. Romans 13:11, awake out of your sleep, for it is time. 2 Corinthians 6:2, now is the time of your salvation. When your salvation will be fully realized and you will see the Son of Man coming for you. And today, if we look at what is going on in this world, we know definitely the signs are pointing towards the coming of the Son of Man. And he is coming very, very soon, and we shall be with him. Are you ready when he comes? Watch for the cock crowing. And the cock is crowing now. The challenge to be alive. Romans 13:12-14. Let us cast off the works of darkness. In the meantime, while waiting, let us be real. Cast off. There are a lot of things we do in the light, but in the dark. When people do not see us, in front of the computer table, in our bedroom, in the privacy of our lives, things that we do on our own, but we forget the Lord looks down upon us. Let us lay aside these works of darkness. Let us put on the armor of light. Let us know the word. Let us walk in the light. Let us do what is light. Let us walk honestly in the day, so that before all men we can say, yes, I belong to the Lord. Yes, I know the Lord, and this is what I am. I belong to the Lord. So, there is a list of things that we should do in Colossians 3, 8 to 17. We have no time to discuss in detail, but it will be a great read if you do so. All right. The year of the cockerel, we finish. What have we discussed? The cock shall crow. That was a warning to Peter. And Peter said, he will never deny the Lord Jesus Christ. He did. That was real. But the Lord restored him. The cock crowed. The cock is crowing now for us to wake us out of sleep in order that we may live for him. So in this year of the rooster, the lesson that we need to learn is, let us be real. Let us be real in this year 2017. 2016 was a year of the monkey, full of monkey tricks. The government has been playing a lot of monkey tricks on us. We have been playing monkey tricks on ourselves. And the society around us have been playing a lot of monkey tricks to cover up a lot of things done in the dark. It's time that we walk out of the dark and face reality in the light and walk in the light. Let us be real. And with this, I take the opportunity and myself and my wife to wish all of you still a Chinese New Year. Prosperous, that you will serve the Lord, you will read the Bible, and you will walk in His way. In that way, the Lord will bless you. Let us pray. Gracious God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for this time spent together. And we do pray that even as we enter into a new year for the Chinese, we may ever be faithful to Thee. We thank You for the lessons that we have learned about Peter. Lord, forbid that we should be like him in that way. But at the same time, Lord, we know we are like him. We are so human. And how often, while we do not want to be like Peter, we do behave like him. Lord, forgive us. Cleanse us with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Restore us unto thyself. And that when we are converted, we may do what thou would have us to do. So, Lord, we thank you for the time we spent together. Bless all of us here who are here this morning, even as we launch out into this new year of the rooster, that it will be a year of activity for thee, of truth and reality living out for thee. We ask thee these things in the blessed name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.